What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorens with you. Bill Bush out today. He is back again tomorrow. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
NEPCO.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com. Yes, Sip did whisper the co there. Yeah. Thank you for that. Still battling through the voice issue, but
how about that? It's not.
The key word though is battling, not giving in. Battling.
I think it's gotten a little better.
I would say so.
Gotten a little better. If I can talk like this,
this is definitely better.
If you just keep it to a low kind of growl, it's okay.
Yeah, it works.
Is that okay?
The growl works for me. It's fine.
And the growl works for you. good.
It works. It's fine.
Good.
And by the way, texter during the break from Texas says, "Sorry, Jake. Sip is pronouncing it correctly on Stephenville."
Stephensville.
You guys said S though. It's not Stephensville. It's Stephenville, and it's S-T-E-P-H.
Stephen.
I know Stephen F. Austin would be, you know, PH, so it would make sense for that to look like that.
That's okay. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Stephenville. Stephenville.
Yeah. It's Stephenville sounds funny.
Bill and Ben's sip sounds a lot better now.
Yeah, it's getting a little better.
It's working out here.
As long as I keep it low. That's the key. Yeah. That's the key. I just.
Scott in San Diego says, "Jake, don't yell when you've got crud in your vocal cords." I don't have the crud. You have the crud. He says you'll damage your voice. Warm salt water, gargle lots of fluids. You've done the gargling in salt water.
Yep. Lots of fluids, too. So lots of fluids. And I'll go home and gargle some more salt water.
And Heyman gave you some medicine, too.
Yeah, Heyman gave me some high-powered medicine.
Have you taken it yet?
Yes, I took two. That'll help.
That's what's helping you so far is Heyman's medicine that he provided for you.
Maybe. It might be. And, like, you know, they just got the head stuff in this, but it's not terrible. Like, who cares? Like, do people care, really? Let's talk about the college football playoff.
402-464-5685. Call or text the show, as always. We did bring up in the first segment the results of the playoff games, of course. Good games between Miami and Texas. Miami beats A&M 10-3. Alabama down 17-0. Storms back to tie it at halftime. They win the game at Oklahoma 34-24. And then, again, the lame games of Saturday on TNT were Tulane getting stomped by Ole Miss 41-10, which, by the way, still triggered a $250,000 bonus to Lane Kiffin,
Jeez.
Now the head coach of LSU.
Jeez.
And James Madison loses to Oregon 51-34, score of that game.
Yeah.
34-6 at halftime, 48-13 in the third quarter. Then, JMU had a nice fourth quarter to make it look better in the box score.
I mean, Bob Chesney's that coach. He's going to UCLA.
Yes.
And he kept his guys going. But it was a lopsided game.
So I ask you this at 464-5685, call or text as always. If we look ahead to round two on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, which matchup to you is the most intriguing? I'll give them to you.
I know
them. In order of the games that they are played.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
All right. We'll have one game. On New Year's Eve, this will be after Nebraska plays, of course, in the Vegas Bowl against Utah. Miami against Ohio State at 6:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve. Right now, the Buckeyes are 9.5-point favorites in that game.
Wow, that's a lot to give up. Go ahead.
Okay. Then the three games after that, you get on New Year's Day, three games in the playoff. You have Oregon against Texas Tech. That's 11 a.m. kick on ESPN. Early line for that, Sip, is Oregon, 1.5-point favorites against Texas Tech off of a bye week for Texas Tech.
Okay.
The 3 p.m. game in the Rose Bowl is Alabama against number one seed Indiana. That is at 3 p.m. on ESPN. Indiana, a 7-point favorite against Kalen DeBoer and the Tide.
Okay.
And then the nightcap, 7 p.m. on ESPN in the Sugar Bowl. Georgia is a 7-point favorite over Ole Miss.
It's a rematch.
Oh, it is a rematch of a great game in conference playback. I think early November, I want to say.
It was October 18th.
Okay, mid-October. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Georgia won 43-35.
But it's a great football game.
It was.
So.
Okay, the one that really sticks out to me is Indiana-Alabama.
It has to. Has to. Now, again, the closest spread is Oregon Tech. I'm looking forward to that game. But Alabama, Indiana, there's so many reasons for this. Alabama has been the kings of college football since the mid-2000s.
Used
right?
to drive you crazy.
And Indiana has been the joke of college football your entire life until the last 2 years.
My entire life, pretty much.
I mean, I'm 34.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're in your 50s.
Yeah,
our entire lives, Indiana has been a joke for the most part.
Probably not mine, but yours. Yeah. I think they had some years, maybe while I was alive. I don't know. But you're right. Fundamentally, you're right. Fundamentally.
It's still just odd seeing Indiana 13-0. It's odd seeing them with a 1 by their name, and not basketball, in football. Kurt Cignetti, of course, has been an incredible coach. And... if you would have told me, I mean, there's so many things about if you would have told me about Indiana, but if you had told me they'd be playing Alabama in the playoffs 2 years ago and that they'd be favored against Alabama, I'd say, all right, lay off the drugs, buddy. Lay off the drugs.
Lay off
the drugs. Let's weed ourselves for a while.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Cignetti, by the way, we all know is a former assistant coach for Nick Saban at Alabama.
Right. I mean, you just wonder. I mean, Indiana will beat them up front, I think. I mean, I just don't, like, Alabama didn't run for any yards in the first round against Oklahoma.
28 yards, to be exact.
And they couldn't get it going. I don't think they'll get it going against Indiana. Indiana's really stout. They're really good in the trenches now. I mean, that's where Cignetti started, the building. They're tough. They fight you. So... it will be tough. Now, Simpson looked good. I think Simpson looked pretty good. They said he has a back problem. Ty Simpson, the quarterback for Alabama.
Yeah, they kept saying in the broadcast.
I thought he looked pretty good, though.
He had a rough first half. Second half, you know, better. 18 for 29, 232, two touchdowns, no picks against Oklahoma. But as I mentioned, I mean, they won that game with 260 total yards of offense. They had a pick six that helped him out to tie it up before halftime, made it 17-0. Like the offense, you mentioned Bernard made a couple plays. He did. But
Jeremy Bernard.
This is not a Bama team of, you know, of the past, but it's just electrifying offense. They don't have the offense this year. It's good, but it's not Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Tua before he went to NFL.
They're still tough. Alabama's still
Jalen Hurts.
They're still a tough team, obviously. They went to Norman and won that game. I mean, that's pretty impressive, right? Just that. But they went into a hornet's nest and won that game. Yeah. I was really impressed, actually. Especially when they got down, scored 27 consecutive points.
Yep.
I mean, it's really impressive to do that, Jake. I mean, if you just pull back and think about it, wow. I mean, that's a great coaching job by DeBoer.
This is what stands out to me. Now, there was obviously sacks involved in terms of why Simpson had negative 22 yards rushing, but Alabama had 28 rushing yards. They had a run of 30 yards in this game. I mean, everything else was negative, basically.
Simpson had one a good
big
run late.
Daniel Hill had a 30-yard run, and they still had 28 net yards rushing. Yeah. So they had one big play, and that's it.
It's not exactly vintage Alabama.
No, and it's why if Kurt Cignetti thrives on just motivating his team to change narratives, and the narrative is already changed at Indiana, but if he could go pummel his former team, you know, by one of the best coaches of all time, if not the best coach, Nick Saban, again, not there anymore, of course, we know. But to go to a place that he coached at that has been the Kings forever and take the throne away from them, that'd be the ultimate power move for... How about having back-to-back wins against Ohio State and Bama on your ledger.
Oh, come on.
That's another thing saying, look, we got chances here.
Come on. I mean, that's remarkable.
We talked about last year, Michigan had wins over back-to-back against Ohio State and who they play? They play Bama in the bowl game too?
Yeah. They beat Bama. So
they beat Ohio State or Michigan, mm-hmm. Ohio State, Bama back-to-back games. Indiana's doing that in the playoff though.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a big flex, and it's obviously very possible. Now, as far as the next best game, I would say the most compelling matchup after that, I would go Oregon-Texas Tech, right?
Yeah, I like that one. I'm looking forward to that game.
That's the money bowl.
Too bad it's at 11 a.m. We'll be, it's 9 a.m. Vegas time. We'll be in Vegas still for that.
Yeah, well, I won't be watching it, but it'll be compelling. I'll be traveling, right? I'll be in an airport.
I leave in the afternoon that day.
I think we're leaving in the morning.
Okay.
But I won't see these games. That's an unfortunate thing.
You'll watch on the plane.
No, wait. No, I don't know about that. But Oregon, Texas Tech are two teams that spend a lot of money. It's kind of, I look at it as the money bowl. These teams all probably do, but these guys spend it at a high level, both of them. I don't know. I've watched enough Texas Tech. I've watched a lot of Oregon. It's hard to pick a winner.
That's why it's a 1.5 point spread right now.
I'd lean towards Oregon because Dante Moore looks pretty good. Although Dante Moore threw a horrendous pick late in that game. If I was landing, I'd be really angry about the way the team played.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the fourth quarter, I would be.
I think I'm leaning towards Texas Tech.
Are you?
Game. Yeah,
why?
I am.
Why?
Well, Texas Tech, I watched the game against BYU in the title game. They just rolled them. I mean, that defense.
Yeah, they did.
Their defense is so good.
And yeah.
In our lifetimes, again, you're older than me, but in our lifetimes, Texas Tech has not been a defensive school. It's always been, air raid with Mike Leach. Before that, they weren't very good for a long time. And you know, now they are ridiculous defensively.
I had a linebacker had a couple picks, and it's not even Rodriguez.
No,
it's the other guy, right?
Yep. So, he almost had three picks. He dropped a third pick in that game.
You know, and they beat up BYU twice.
Yes, yeah. And that's a good BYU. It's a tough BYU team.
It tells you a lot about Tech. But Oregon is, again, see, common theme, right? Listen, Texas Tech's really good up front. Oregon's really good up front. Both sides. I mean, I'd say Oregon's D-line looks to me like their D-line's better than their O-line. It's got to drive Nebraska fans crazy to see Isaiah World playing left tackle at a high level for Oregon. I mean, that was a guy that I thought Nebraska was going to get Isaiah World.
He made a good choice, though. He's on a playoff team.
Oh, he made a good choice. I hate to say that, but
it's true. I mean, that's just facts. He made a good choice.
Yeah.
Fifth team in the country won their first playoff game. They're on to the second round.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a. I mean, I think that's the second best. I'm going to say most compelling game. Now, I'm always interested in Ohio State. I mean, I'll always be interested in what Ohio State does because there's so much pressure on Day. I mean, think if he loses that game. Like, it's just always, there's so much pressure on him. But I like him. I just don't think Miami, can Miami score 14 points in that game?
They scored 10 points against A&M, whose defense is nowhere near as good as Ohio State.
It's a good defense, though.
Now, and I look at Miami, and I haven't watched them closely this year. I watched that whole game.
Yeah, did you?
And I did. And it's not a, you know, again, they're a better offense than what they showed in that game. But I've never been a Carson Beck fan. Never.
Oh, he didn't look good.
And he's had his moments this year. I mean, he looked great against Pitt in the game they beat Pitt. And I don't know much about Mark Fletcher. I saw him run the ball well in this game, and I said, feed Fletcher. He's the guy. And they did. That's why they scored the touchdown. But they rely on one guy, a freshman, Malachi Toney. Malachi Toney almost had a punt return touchdown. He got tripped up by the turf monster at the 30-yard line, and they missed a field goal. So that was a play that should have been a touchdown. Ended up being no score on that play. And then he did have a big fumble after a catch at midfield, which A&M then got the field goal to tie it up at that point. But he scores an end-around for the touchdown to go ahead 10-3. And he is a difference maker. Malachi Toney.
Yeah, number 10.
And then Mark Fletcher, again, has been just okay on the season, was remarkable in that game. And I just don't trust in Carson Beck.
Beck in that game was just 14 for 20 for 103. And he missed some passes.
He did.
I just was shocked by. I mean, or I should put it this way. He chose to throw the ball in places I couldn't believe a couple times. Didn't get picked. Just like, if I was the OC, I was like, you just threw that ball. And that guy, you had no chance on that ball.
Well,
what are you doing?
Yeah, it was a poor look for him. And I think if you're Miami, you look back in the game and you won it, I'd say give the ball to Fletcher more. He only had 17 carries for 172. Again, a long play of 56 to help set up that touchdown at the end.
Fletcher.
But I don't take the ball out of Carson Beck's hands.
What do I like?
Big receivers.
And?
Big running backs.
Fletcher's 6'2",
225. He's a dude.
Okay.
His stats in the against SIP, his stats.
Bad. 158 for 857.
He's below 100,000 yards.
Not bad, though. 5.4 carry.
Yeah.
Not bad, Jake. Not bad. 10 touchdowns, not bad. 5.4 carries, nothing to
see. I mean, against Pitt in the game they rolled, he had 10 carries for 30 yards.
Yeah. Oh, he hasn't been dominant. He's a physical runner, though. You see him?
Yes.
You're really physical.
I did. That's why I said feed that guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Carson Beck can go into the shoe and win that game.
They go in the shoe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. No, not the shoe. I don't think they can beat Ohio State, though. Not in the shoe. It's in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, I don't either.
My apologies.
I don't think they can generate enough offense. Now, you might be able to turn that conversation and say, well, how much offense is Ohio State going to generate?
That game's played at Jerry's World, AT&T Stadium for the Cotton Bowl.
I mean, you like Ohio State's chances to generate more because they got the world's best receivers, right?
Yeah, but I'd be curious how that it's a great offensive line for Ohio State, and I think it's a ridiculously good that defensive line for Miami is unbelievable. I mean, it is. I texted you guys in the chat. I said I'm watching the defensive line. This line is everywhere at all times. They don't take plays off. They are good. Reuben Baines, the story, 3 sacks against A&M, but they got 2 other guys that are just problems at all times.
I hope Ohio State doesn't do that thing that's so annoying where they just run this unimaginative run game just to say we can do this. But they're always 2nd and 9. It puts a lot of pressure on Saiyan. I hope they don't do that against Miami. They do that thing. I swear to God, they do this thing where they're like, we're Ohio State. We don't have to do anything imaginative. We're just going to hand the ball off. And then, like, they do it, and it does work a lot of the time in that it sets up the second half. You know, then they'll bootleg off of it, right?
Yes.
And do stuff off of it, so they're patient. But I just like to see a little more creativity in the run game on first down. My God, you just hand it off. I mean, what?
That will not work against Miami.
I know. I know. Drove me nuts in the first
round. I don't think that just changes, though. It's been that way all year.
It drove me nuts against Indiana. First half, just saying, turn and hand it off. Okay. Nice. 2nd and 11.
Or 2nd and 9.
Right. Yeah. No,
do very something. Unimaginative.
Do yeah. something, but they don't. And I'm not big on that offense as far as their play calling.
Yeah, I think the play.
I don't usually say stuff like that, but I'm not.
If you are a better of sorts, I don't know. I think the play in this might be the under, right? 42.5 is the over under this game.
Yeah, that's a good number.
Now again, it's indoors. There'll be no weather concerns at all.
Oh God, it strikes me as an under. I mean, if I was going to pick a score, I'd say 20-13.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's well under. That's well under. Yeah, I think the play's under here on Ohio State, Miami.
Yeah, about 24-6.
That could happen too. Yeah. That's still well under that.
Something like that. That's what I'd pick the under.
I think the under's in play here.
Yeah.
Miami and Ohio State. We're Lee Sterling over here.
Doling out gambling advice to the masses.
Yes. And then the game we haven't mentioned yet that is our fourth of interest level, the last game of the playoff of round two is Ole Miss and Georgia.
It's a rematch. It's SEC. I'm interested because it's a playoff
game. Lane Kiffin. He's already on to LSU. It's Pete Golding in for him. We had a big win against, obviously, Tulane is the first win. But, I mean, there's some thoughts here. We've talked on the show about Georgia. Georgia is, for up and down purposes, they're always up. I mean, their record is 12-1, so they're always up. But they've had some games where they don't look very good.
Yeah, they have.
So the record indicate they don't have bad games, but there's times that they are dominant and times that they are not.
Yeah.
And we'll see what team shows up against Ole Miss in round two. But as Bill says, and what we agree with, it's hard to beat a team twice.
He's so right about
that. And Alabama was down 17, zipped Oklahoma, and still won the game because it's hard to beat a team twice.
You know what? Georgia's been pretty good down the stretch. 20-point win at Mississippi State. They beat Texas, remember, 35-10, Jake.
Yep.
You would call that a curb stomp. Charlotte.
I would say that, yes.
Charlotte, not a big deal. They struggled. They wrestled with Georgia Tech, who was 16-9. But then they smoked Alabama 28-7. They've played well down the stretch. They're rolling. I think they'll beat Ole Miss.
But you're right. It's the fact that it's a rematch is why that's our fourth game of interest. We've seen that. It was a great first game in mid-October. Really was.
I wish there wasn't a rematch.
We haven't seen Miami-Ohio State. That's a 2002 title game rematch.
That's a great logo game.
We haven't seen Bama-Indiana ever.
Interesting logo game. And I'm almost going to Indiana as a logo now.
And like you said, Oregon-Texas Tech are very similar in terms of how they spend money. They're high-spending schools. It's worked out well. That's the number four, number five seed. Right now in the playoff. It's worked out for the spending for them.
Who are you picking right now to win it all? Who do you got, big man? Come on, big horse.
I think
Who is it? Who are you picking?
There's part of me that likes Texas Tech, believe it or not.
Okay. I'm down.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to pick Texas Tech as my champion.
What are you picking against Cincinnati? What's right?
I don't want to. I don't like doing it.
I'm picking Indiana.
I don't like it, but I'm doing it. I'm picking Texas Tech.
Indiana's real, Jake. Why are you picking against them?
I don't want to.
They're real.
Because I love them so much. If I pick them, they're going to lose probably.
They're better. Ohio State, it freaked me out. Straight up better.
Yeah, fine. My pick is Texas Tech wins it all.
I'm picking your boy.
And I hope you're right. Kurt Cignetti. That'd be great. Beats Alabama, wins...
What a quarterback. What a quarterback.
What a team. What a coach. What a team. What a program.
What a run game.
Everything.
They got it.
Amazing Indiana.
Oh, I think you're overthinking this.
They're the number one team in the country. They should win in terms
of the Hoosiers.
I'm taking Texas Tech to win
the Hoosiers.
Texas Tech. I want Indiana. When we come back, Texas, your best of the weekend for Mozzarella Monday. $25. The Valentino's on the line. 464-5685. That is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.